祷告，然后我们一起来学习爱的真谛。
Let's pray and we'll start to study the essence of love.
天父，我们来到你的面前，我们向你承认，
Heavenly Father, we come to you, confess our shortcomings.
我们这些人是不懂爱的。
We do not know what love really is.
我们需要你，我们求你把这最妙的道指示我们。
We need you, and we pray that you help us to understand the most excellent way of love.
让我们在享受你的爱的时候，我们呢也能够学习爱。
So that when we enjoy your love to us, we can also show love through us.
我们也能够活出爱。
We can live out love from you.
我们更能够明白什么是你的爱。
We also should know what kind of love you have for us.
我们求你与我们同在，
We pray that your holy presence be with us.
向我们发声，
Speak to us
让我们真正的听到你的话语，
that we can hear you.
让我们的里面的人刚强起来，
That our inner person will be strengthened,
在人世间活出你的爱来。
so that we can live out your love in this world.
我们这样的祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen。好，我们今天所要进入的这一章是圣经当中最美丽的篇章之一，也是最著名的篇章之一。好，我们常常把它称为说爱的真谛。
So, today we come to this chapter, which is the most beautiful and also most famous in the Bible, and sometimes we'll call it the chapter of love.
但是我发现这一章也常常被误解。
But somehow I feel that this chapter is almost always be mishandled.
比方说，我们常常在婚礼的场合听到有人读这一章。
For example, we heard this passage be read in wedding ceremonies.
他们好像读这一章的新人他们好像忘记了一件事情，就是这一章的这。他们这一段，他们这一段里面反复强调一件事情，说爱是恒久忍耐。
The new couple generally seems they just forget one thing. In this chapter, it also emphasize that love is patient and love endures.
他们忘记了，他们好像要马上就要进入一段新的生活，在这段新的生活里面，最大的特点是要忍耐。
They are just looking forward to a good life, but they didn't realize that they entered into a life that demands a lot of patience and endurance.
我们在讲道或者查经的时候，我们有时候也会忘记说，这一段圣经《爱的真谛》是紧接着《哥林多前书》12章来的。
Even for us, when we do Bible studies, we forgot that this chapter follows the previous chapter, which is chapter 12.
而在《哥林多前书》的12章，给了我们一幅，告诉了我们一个教会进入在一个巨大的混乱里面。
And in chapter 12, we realize that the Corinthian church is in a mess.
而这个混乱呢，是因为哥林多人有恩赐这个事实里面产生出来的。
But this mess actually caused or arise from a fact that Corinthian church had a lot of spiritual gifts.
本来有恩赐是蒙福的一个现象。
We need to say that the spiritual gifts is a blessing to us.
但是很遗憾的是，哥林多教会的信徒们，他们都是属肉体的。
But unfortunately, Corinthian churches, in the Corinthian churches, the members over the Neocano,
所以他们不知道怎么使用恩赐。
then they did not know how to use their spiritual gifts.
所以虽然他们当中有各种各样的恩赐这些恩赐在我们今天的教会都不太常见了。比如说，有人会说方言，有人会医病，有人会讲道，有人会预言。这些恩赐在我们今天的教会里面都不太常见了。
They had a lot of great spiritual gifts, which are not so common in the churches nowadays. For example, some can speak in tongues, some could speak in tongues, some could prophesy, some have the spirit to for healing disease and so on and so forth.
而结果，这些宝贵的恩赐没有让教会得到建造，反而让教会四分五裂。
So all those great spiritual gifts did not build up the church, but rather made a lot of divisions among the church.
Because they are in the body, carrying the world's shame, they compare themselves,
Because they were fleshy, they were carnal, they were not mature, so they brought in the worldly, worldly pride to compete with each other, to compare their spiritual gifts to others, so that they cause a lot of confusions and competitions.
所以保罗在十二章里面指出了他们的错误。
So in chapter 12, Paul, Apostle Paul pointed out the errors.
而在十四章的里面，保罗告诉他们应该怎么做。
And in chapter 14, Paul would tell them how to use the spiritual gifts.
那么在第十三章里面，保罗就把使用恩赐的原则告诉他们。
So in chapter 13, which we are studying today, Apostle Paul taught the Christian churches the principle, the guiding principle to use the spiritual gifts.
而这个原则就是爱。
And the spiritual, the guidance principle is love.
爱它不但是一种非常独特的恩赐。
Love is not only a gift.
而且它还是人们使用各种各样恩赐的一个指导的原则。
And it is also the principle and the driving force how to use the spiritual gifts that God gave to us.
而保罗在这个第十三章里面就告诉了我们这种爱怎么样子来用来指导我们应该如何的使用恩赐。
So in this chapter, we're going to see how Paul directed us how to use love to guide us to use our spiritual gifts.
那么保罗既然说爱是那种切求那个更大的恩赐，而且是那个最妙的道。
And since Paul taught the Christians to pursue earnestly, eagerly the greater gift and the most excellent way of love.
那保罗为什么这么说呢？
Why Paul said that?
然后保罗从三个方面来解释。
Paul explained in three points to say that why is the most important and the most excellent way.
第一方面，保罗一上来他就告诉我们说，如果只有爱，它能够赋予恩赐真正的价值。
First of all, Paul pointed out that only love can give true meaning or true value to spiritual gifts.
而这个正是哥林多人最缺少的。
And that's what the Corinthians lacked.
哥林多人有了各种各样的恩赐，但是恰恰因为他们没有爱，所以他们的恩赐就没有发挥正常的功用。
Although Christians in Corinthian church had so many spiritual gifts, but because they did not have love, all the gifts just lost their values.
然后保罗就用了哥林多人他们最标榜的四种恩赐，保罗一个一个的来告诉他们说，为什么没有爱，他们的恩赐就发挥不了作用。
So Paul just used four very obvious spiritual gifts that Corinthians they are boasted of to show that without love, all these gifts just lost its value.
然后保罗就说，一个人他即使能够说万人的方言，并且天使的言语。
First of all, he said that if somebody can speak in tongues of men and of angels,
能够说万人的方言已经很了不起了。一般人说一两种方言就很了不起了，对不对？他说万人的方言。
If you can speak in a couple of languages, you are already pretty great, right? But here it says that you can see tongues of all people.
更何况还是天使的言语。
And also talks about the language, the tongues of angels.
天使的言语在圣经当中 让我们只知道，只有保罗只是听到过天使的言语。
In the Bible, we only know that Apostle Paul heard the tongues of the angels.
还保罗都没有说他自己能够说天使的言语。
And Paul didn't say that he could speak the tongues of the angels.
然后保罗说，如即便一个人能够说天使的言语，但是没有爱，也没有任何的意义。
But Paul is basically saying that even if you can speak tongues of the angels and of all men, but without love, you are nothing.
甚至于是一种令人讨厌的东西。
But actually, it becomes something very annoying.
啊，让明的锣响的拔，哈。
Just like a resounding cymbal and a clanging gong.
啊，现在是夏天，我不知道各位有没有邻居哈，喜欢晚上开 party 的。
Now it's summertime. I wonder if you have a neighbor who give throw parties every night.
好，你听听那个邻居所发出的这个噪音哈，你就想到说，一个没有爱的人，当他说出天使的言语的时候，听在上帝的耳朵里，就像你听到了邻居的噪音一样。
If you do not like those noise caused by the party next door, you can feel how bad or how annoying to God and to people when people just speak in the tongues without love.
哥林多人会说方言，但是他们没有爱。
The Corinthians, they could speak in tongues, but they did not have love.
他们虽然自己觉得很满意，
Although they kind of enjoyed themselves very much,
你觉得神喜欢听他们的祷告吗？
do you think God would love to hear them?
我们如果说也会说方言，
If we could speak in tongues,
但是我们没有爱，
but we do not have love,
神会不会听我们的祷告？
you think God will be pleased
神
to
会不
hear?
会喜悦我们？
And he would take pride in us?
好，这是方言。接下来他说讲道，
And
他
then
说，
talk about prophecy.
然后他说先知讲，然后他说，如果说我有先知讲道之能，
And he said, if I have the prophetic powers,
也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，
and I can fathom or understand all mysteries and all knowledges,
但是我没有爱。
but without love,
然后照保罗来说，
according to Paul,
就说我就算不得什么。
I'm nothing.
啊，为什么先知讲道之能没有爱，他就算不得什么呢？
Why the gift of a prophecy without love is nothing?
我现在有很多机会站在讲台上说话。
I have a lot of opportunities to prophesy or preach on the pulpit.
我常常想起来以前我坐在下面听别人讲道的时候。
I can remember when I sit in the audience, among the audience, and listen to others to preach.
我最讨厌的那些讲员哈，就是喜欢在讲台上骂人的人。
You know what? The preachers, I did not like, mostly, or I like the least, are the ones who always kind of rebuke others.
Yeah, 因为的确，你在讲台上骂人哈，有一个好处。
Because it's easier for you to stand here and rebuke others.
就是别人没办法跟你争的，
Because they have no way to talk back to you.
因为讲起来你是替上帝在说话，
Because you speak to the people in the place of God.
所以别人听了就只好听这个。
They have no way to deal with it but just bear and to listen.
但是我自己开始讲道之后，我知道这是一个极大的陷阱。
But when I started preaching, I realized this is really a snare or a trap for preachers.
在我们的生活当中哈，我们一定会接触到一些人，接触到一些现象，他们人，某些人做的某些事情是我们很不喜欢的。
In everyday life, we always meet people, they did things that we did not like.
我们在讲台上去发泄自己内心的不满的时候，常常又是很危险的。
So if we vent our feelings, our emotions at the pulpit, it's a dangerous thing.
所以我就常常提醒我自己说，讲台上不要随便的发泄你自己的不满。
So that's why when I stand behind the pulpit, I remind myself always that it is not a place for you to vent your feeling.
有一些的不满或者不舒服、不喜欢哈， 是有理由的。
Some of those disaffections, our feelings, is reasonable.
但是在讲台上批评，做出的任何的批评，背后是不是有爱，这个事情是来决定你该不该讲的一个原则。
But if you want to talk about it behind the pulpit, must be guided, must be disciplined by the fact that if you have love or not.
讲台不是讲员发泄自己情绪的地方。
Pulpit is not a place that the preacher to vent the feelings.
好，所以我给我自己的一个提醒就是，在讲台上讲的每一句话都是出于对听的人的爱，这是理想状态啊，我并不一定完全做得到。
So my guiding principle to preach is that each and every word or sentence I speak here must be out of love for the listeners, for the hearers.
但是我相信，如果不出于爱，我讲了等于白讲，甚至于会有反效果。
So if I speak not out of love, whatever I say here is useless and even sometimes cause kickbacks. I'm sorry, not the right word. Cause the backlash, yeah.
就像很多以前我听到的。我听到的这个讲道，在我心中只产生反感一样。
Just as I, when I was among the audience, I might have some really bad feeling towards some of the preachers.
讲道是这个样子，信心也是这个样子。
So, to preach or to prophesy is such, and so is also about faith.
所以保罗说，我若有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
And so that's why Paul said, if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but if I do not have love, I'm nothing.
信心也是，我们使用信心也是需要在爱当中使用。
So if we have faith and we want to exercise our faith, we also must do it in love.
信心不是一种咒语，让我们能够念了之后，我们使用了之后就能够达到我们的效果。
Faith is not something that we can use just to achieve our own purpose.
信心应该让我们能够在建造我们的弟兄和姐妹身上的时候发生作用。
Faith should be used to establish and build up our brothers and sisters.
我们待会就会看到说，爱是恒久忍耐。
In a minute, we'll see that love is patience.
爱要求凡事忍耐。
And love demands us to be patient
我们
in
能
all
够恒久忍
circumstances.
耐。
If we can be patient all the time,
我们能够在凡事上忍耐。
if we can endure all things,
这个是因为要求我们必须要有信心。
that actually demands us to have faith.
如果没有爱，我们的信心对我们也就无益。
If we do not have love, the faith is just an empty thing.
好，那么最后呢，就是舍弃。
And the last one is about sacrifice.
如果我将所有的都周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧。
If I gave all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flame,
却没有爱，仍然无益。
but without love, I gain nothing.
有许多的人，他们有中国有一句成语叫"嗟来之食
There is a word in Chinese saying that is about the food that is given to you with despise.
他就是讲到，当一个人施舍给别人的时候，他带着那种居高临下的这个态度的时候，结果造成了，反而产生了反的效果。
So it talks about if you gave alms or gave food to some people in need, but you did not show respect and actually just gave it in despise, actually you will not help them and they will refuse it.
所以保罗说，如果说我们能够周济穷人，将连自己都完全舍弃了，但是没有爱。
Paul is saying that if we give all the things we possess to others and even give up our body to be burned, but without love,
你这么做是毫无意义的。
Whatever you do, you gain nothing.
这教导了我们说，我们做什么固然非常的重要，
so,
但是我们为什么做常常更重要。
So it's clear that it's important that what we do, but more important than it is why we do it.
如果我们做一件事情的动机 是让自己感觉很好，是让自己、自我陶醉、自我满足，甚至于是为了显扬我们自己，那我们所做的在神面前就毫无价值。
So if what we do is to please ourselves, to promote ourselves, to make ourselves really fulfilled, but we do this not to please God, not for the benefit of others. Whatever we do actually before God is useless.
大家记得主耶稣在世上的时候讲到了、他描述了一些这法利赛人在十字街的 在十字路口在那边祷告、啊、就 祷告的很长、啊、就说他们在人前施舍，然后主耶稣 这讲说这个人在天上毫无赏赐。
So just as our Lord Jesus Christ talked about the Pharisees of his days,They prayed at a crossroad so that everybody can see, could see. And also they just gave to the poor so that everybody will be amazed how generous they were, right? And Jesus said that up in heaven they have no reward because they already get their reward here.
Yeah. 为什么呢？因为主耶稣 就讲到说，因为他们根本不是在寻求神的赏赐。
Because they were not seeking their reward from God.
保罗在这个地方他讲到了哥林多人的这四种他们 最让他们陶醉的恩赐，然后保罗说，如果你行这有这些恩赐没有爱，这些东西对你一点意义都没有。
So that's why here Paul pointed out four spiritual gifts that the Corinthians were most proud of, but Paul pointed out that without love all these spiritual gifts are without issue, without value.
保罗在这个地方并不是否定恩赐或者贬低恩赐。
Over here, Paul is not looking down upon the spiritual gifts.
他只是告诉我们说，如果没有爱，所有的恩赐那只是一个，只剩下外表，只是一个空的壳子。
So he's just saying that if you do not have love, all these spiritual gifts are just empty shells without much value.
好，这是爱之所以重要的第一个原因，是因为它赋予了恩赐真正的价值。
So that's the first important point, that love gave the true value to spiritual gifts.
那接下来保罗就讲到了爱之所以重要的，之所以是最重要的最妙的道的第二个原因，就是它让我们的生命更像基督。
The second point that love is the most excellent way is that love makes our life more Christ-like.
然后接下来我们如果仔细去数的话呢，保罗用了十五个动词来描述爱。
If we count it, we know that next from verse 4 to 7, Paul used 15 verbs to describe what love does.
而保罗之所以这么仔仔细细的在那边来描述爱呢，他其实就是仔仔细细的在那里针对哥林多人在十二当中他们那些肉体中的这个表现，保罗给了他们一些具体的纠正。
So why Paul gave such a detailed recount of love is because he wanted to let Corinthians know exactly what they lack when they use their spiritual gifts.
而这个具体纠正的方法就是爱。
And how to correct all those errors or mistakes to use the spiritual gift, and the key is love.
而这里的爱其实就是基督的生命。
And actually love is the life of Christ.
就是基督生命的这、要求。
That's the Christ-like life requires.
所以如果我们接下来读十三章的第四节一直读到第八节的时候哈，你如果说把那些里面的主语换成我们的话哈，换成我们这个人，你比方说我如果说克宾是恒久忍耐，我想师母可能站起来就会往外走了，因为他知道这个是完全不是事实。
So if you just think about it, if you replace love in this passage with my name over that, and for example, just say Jimmy is love, and you know what will happen? My wife will just stand up and walk out of here because she knows exactly that I'm not patient at all.
但是如果说你把这里面的主语换成耶稣或者换成基督的话，哈，哎，你觉得好像没有任何的问题。
But if you replace love with Christ or God, you will realize that it still works perfectly.
哎，比如说我们说耶稣是恒久忍耐。
For example, you would say, Christ is patient.
啊，就没有问题。
There's no problem.
为什么？所以呢，这一段它其实讲的是基督的生命的要求。
That's why we have seen that the love described in this passage is the requirement of the life of Christ.
要纠正人对恩赐的误用，首先就是要让人的里面的基督的生命成长起来。
To correct the misuse of spiritual gift, we need to build up the life of Christ in the people, in Christians.
我之所以要强调这一点，就是因为当我们看到我们周围的这个弟兄姐妹身上的爱还不完全的时候，我们需要用基督的生命，需要用很久的忍耐去来对待他们。
That's why when we see brothers and sisters in their life, they do not have enough love, it's not a time for us to rebuke them, to tell them that you do not have love, but rather it's a time for us to be patient with them.
我们今天一起学习这一章，思想这一章，不要让我们变得更容易的去指责别人说，哎，你没有爱，你缺少爱。
So that's why when we study this passage, my hope is that we'll not use this to rebuke others, to point out others' lack of love.
所以保罗当他 讲到这些、他用这些爱来纠正哥林多人的时候，他也首先是提到了说，当你面对那些恩赐不如你的人的时候，恩赐不如你的肢体的时候，你们要怎么做？
That's why we'll say that Paul over here is telling us a guidance how to deal with the brothers and sisters whose spiritual gifts are not as big, as strong as yours.
所以保罗他首先他就讲说，面对恩赐不如自己的事，不如自己 的肢体的时候，我们首先要恒久忍耐。
That's why when we are dealing with those brothers and sisters with less spiritual gift, we must be patient.
恒久忍耐就是要给别人成长的空间。
Be patient just means to allow others to have room to grow.
我们最近一段时间，最近一两个礼拜哈，全世界的华人都很骄傲。
What our Chinese among the world, we are pretty proud of one thing.
因为有两个中国年轻的数学家得了菲尔兹奖。
And two of the young mathematicians, they were awarded the Fields Award, which is Nobel Prize in Mathematics.
而大家的注意力好像更多的集中在那个从来没有得过奥数奖的那个。在大学里的时候，数学功课还属于班上的不好的人的那个王红。
And focus were on Wang Hong, who was not a top student among her class.
而在他的得奖的感言的时候，他特别的提到了他感谢他的导师。
But when she gave a speech at the award ceremony, she thanked her advisor at MIT specifically.
这个人叫Larry Gus.
And her advisor is Larry Grott.
他没有讲到说他的导师给了他什么样的指引，给了他什么样的 tips.
She didn't say that, oh, my advisor was so great and he gave me such and such detailed instructions and guidance and so on and so forth. No.
他特别讲到了他的老师在他身上表现出来的那种耐心。
But rather, she talked about Larry Garth's patience with her.
他讲到了说，从他的老师的身上，他学到了说，科学研究是很多时候是需要有耐心的。
And also she mentioned that she learned that patience from her advisor that for mathematics study or research, you need a lot of patience.
他同样也讲到了当他在北大北京大学跟一 就那些天才云集的一个班里面他的那种挣扎。
And meanwhile, she also mentioned her struggle when she was in the Beijing University's Department of Mathematics, how she struggled with all those talented students there.
弟兄姐妹，在世界上要做出一些成就，尚且需要很大的耐心。
So, brothers and sisters, if we want to achieve something in this world, we need a lot of patience.
在属灵的建造上，我们岂不更当有耐心吗？
So, how if we want to build up spiritually, and how much more patience we need to exercise?
很多的时候，教会里一些的弟兄姐妹没有能够得到很好的成长，就在于在那个教会里面有很多，尤其是做领袖的，常常表现出那种恨铁不成钢的心态。
So some brothers and sisters in a church could not grow spiritually in a church. Many of the time is because the leadership in the church, they have an attitude which is just saying that, oh, how I hope that you could grow or mature more quickly.
我们在属灵的建造上，我们要有耐心。
We need to be really patient or really have love when we have the spiritual build up in the church.
接下来他讲说又有恩慈。
And secondly, say that love is kind.
当别人对不起你的时候，
when others wronged you,
你需要能够 原谅别人。
You really need to be able to forgive others.
爱要求你原谅别人。
Love demands you to forgive.
当别人对不起你，
when somebody wronged you,
你要想到说你自己也对不起神。
You got to know that you also wronged God.
神在你身上表现出了很久的忍耐。
God has showed patience and kindness toward you.
神在你身上表现出来的恩慈。
And God showed kindness toward you and mercy with you.
今天神要在你的，神要你在你的身上表现那同样的一种生命。
And God also wants you to show this patience and kindness in your life.
然后是不轻易发怒。
And then, also will not easily be angered. Love will not be easily angered.
不计算人的恶。
And keeps no record of wrongs.
为什么？
Why?
因为神自己是一个有怜悯有恩典的神。
Because God himself is one who is merciful and gracious.
他不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
And he is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness.
这一节圣经，在这一节在旧约里面的圣经被引用过六次。
And this verse has beenquoted six times in the Old Testament.
如果我们真的有神的生命，
if we really possess the life of God,
我们就要活出同样的这样的一个生命，有怜悯，有恩典。
We should live out a life with mercy and grace.
有丰盛的慈爱和有慈爱和诚实。
And also have steadfast love and faithfulness.
神说不计算人的恶。
And also keep no record of wrongs.
这个计算是一个会计的用语。
This record over here is a counting term.
是一个会计记载下来的东西哈，是不能随随便便销毁的。
It's kind of like a bookkeeping. Once it's recorded,You cannot just remove it.
你做会计的人，如果说他做账，他随随便便的去销毁以前的记录，这件事情在今天都是犯法的。
So if you want to change the bookkeeping record, it's a crime if you do that out of some hidden intentions.
但是神不但原谅我们，神也把我们的罪案给销毁了。
But God not only loves us, he actually keeps no record. He just destroyed all the record of our wrongs.
他不计算我们的恶。
He did not keep a record of our mistakes.
他不会，他好像是他不记得我们曾经是怎么样顶撞他的。
As if he has forgave and forget what kind of people we were.
就像耶稣在十字架上赦免那个强盗一样。
Just as if Jesus forgave the thief next to him.
这个强盗在他向耶稣祈求怜悯之前几分钟，他还在笑话耶稣。
Just minutes before he asked Jesus to remember him, he actually ridiculed at Jesus.
而这个人，当他一旦转向耶稣的时候
，But the moment he turned to Jesus,
耶稣就赦免了。
And Jesus just forgave him.
你知道耶稣在十字架上跟他讲一句话，说我实实在在的告诉你，今天晚上你要和我同在乐园了。这句话有多困难吗
？Do you know how difficult it is for Jesus to say that? Today, truly, I tell you, on this day, you will be with me in the paradise. Do you know how difficult it is for him to say that?
这句话是耶稣在十字架上讲的。最长的一句话。
You know that that's the longest sentence that Jesus could utter on the cross.
而耶稣在讲这句话的时候，应该已经被竖起来了。
But we also know that at that time Jesus was already crucified and on the cross.
而当他被竖起来的时候，他讲的每一句话都是非常困难的。
And we know that it's a struggle for people who was crucified on the cross. It's very difficult for them to breathe and to speak.
他讲最长的一句话，居然是对这么一个人讲。
But when he spoke this longest sentence on the cross, he speak to whom? He speak to a thief.
Why? He
ridiculed him just now.
为什么
？Why？
因为耶稣根本不计较这个人曾经对他做过什么。
Because Jesus did not keep a record of that person who just laughed at him.
我们在教会里面常常会计较。
But in the church, we also keep a record of others' wrongs.
我们常常会提起某某某某某人多少多少年前做过的一件事情。
We say that who, how many years ago?He did something or she did something that really hurted me.
当我们还去记别人的恶的时候，我们其实就没有真正的赦免。
So anytime we still have the record of others' wrongs that they did to us, we actually have not forgiven them.
基督徒，我们要认自己的罪，不要计算人的恶。
We need to confess our sins.And do not keep record of others' wrongs.
好，接下来他说，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
And next, Paul said, love does not deny evil, but rejoices with the truth.
爱也包含着必要的责备和管教。
And out of love, there are rebukes and disciplines and corrections.
纪律是教会真教会的标志之一。
And the true discipline.The exercise of discipline in church is one of the marks of a true church.
但是责备一定要是以爱为前提。
But correction or discipline got to be based on love.
以建造作为目的。
And to establish as the purpose.
保罗在哥林多书里面曾经强烈的责备一些人，甚至于说要把这些人给赶出去。
And as Paul actually was very strict or severe when he rebuked some of the bad things happening in the church of Corinth.
但是他责备他们的时候，他是一种为父的心肠在责备他们。
But when he rebuked them, he is out of the love, a fatherly love.
然后他说，你们学基督的师父虽有一万，为父的却是不多。
He said that you may have many teachers, but you only have one father.
他说我在基督里用福音生了你们。
And I just delivered you or gave birth to you in Christ.
保罗责备他们的时候，就像我们俗语讲的一样，我打在儿身，痛在娘心。
It's just if he rebuked or he punish them, but the pain is caused in his own heart.
啊，当人的身上表现出一点悔改的时候，保罗立刻就讲说，这样的人要赦免他。
So when those people just show a little bit of repentance, and Paul just said that, oh, for these people, for this kind of a person, for this kind of a member of your church, we should forgive them if possible.
好，这些都是当我们面对恩赐不如我们自己，甚至于说他得罪过我们的肢体的时候。
So that's when we got to access love, when we face those members or those members of the body of Christ who has less spiritual gift than ours.
无可否认的是，很多时候我们在教会里面面对很多恩赐强过我们的人。
But on the other hand, we also face other members who have more or greater spiritual gift than us.
好，那这个时候我们要怎么做呢
？So how should we do, in that case?
啊，首先我们要不嫉妒。
The first one, we should not envy.
当别人的恩赐更受欢迎、更加显眼的时候，我们的态度是什么？
When others' spiritual gifts are more welcome, are more recognized, what should we do?
我们的这个时候，我们的反应其实常常反映出我们自己生命。
So our response to those brothers and sisters with greater gifts really reveals our lives.
我们是限制，甚至于去为难。
Do we set limits for them and even make their life a little bit more difficult?
还是我们让出更大的空间去让他发挥？
Or we will make room for them to go out.
圣经里面给我们看到一个非常好的例子。
And in the church, we see some, in the history of church, we see some good examples.
这个人就是巴拿巴。
And that is the, Barnabas.
当所有的人都害怕保罗，拒绝保罗的时候，
When the early Christians, and they were afraid of Paul and were trying to shun him,
巴拿巴愿意冒险接纳保罗。
And Barnabas is the one who risked to receive him.
当保罗被神被神压在下面，如耕出于干地的那个样子，他在大树等待神的时候的时间的时候。
And when Paul was just like a root to be suppressed in the death, in the dirt, when he was in his hometown Tarsus, and he's there just waiting for the time for God to call him out to serve him.
巴拿巴 跑到保罗的故乡去把他给找出来。
And Barnabas, he just went to Tarsus and found him, sought him and found him and brought him out.
把他带到安提阿教会。
And brought him to the church of Antioch.
当巴拿巴和保罗第一次带领一个宣教团队出去的时候，
When Barnabas and Paul, they went out for the first trip of missionary,
巴拿巴很快地看出了保罗身上不但有教导的恩赐，而且还有行政的带领的恩赐。
So Barnabas realized that Paul not only had the spiritual gift to preach the gospel, he also have some really great skills to, for administration, administrate the mission team.
他就很快地把整个宣教团队的带领权交给了保罗。
And Barnabas just gave the leadership position to Paul right away.
巴拿巴的名字的意思就是劝慰子。
And Barnabas just means a sign of comfort.
他就是
encouragement, I'm sorry.
他就是劝慰别人，要给让别人制造出一个环境，让别人的恩赐能够充分发挥的人。
And he is such a person that encourages others so that their spiritual gifts can be fully utilized.
同样的事情发生在怀特斐和卫斯理的身上。
And same thing happens in the relationship between George Whitefield.And John Wesley.
当他们发生争执的时候，怀特斐明明是有道理的那一方。
So when they were in disagreement, George Whitefield actually might be on the right side.
但是他看到了神在卫斯理身上的恩赐和功用。
But he saw the function that God set on John Wesley.
他就离开了英国，到了美国。
So he left England and came to the New World, the United States of America.
他把整个的的寻道运动的领导权交给了卫斯理。
And he just gave all the movement of Methodists to John Wesley.
结果在他安息了之后，卫斯理卫斯理在悼念他的时候讲过一句话，他说他这个人，他说他为了让他的神成为万王之王，他自己选择做了万仆之仆。
So at his funeral, at the funeral of George Whitefield, John Wesley gave a speech, and he said that Whitefield, in order to make the fact that his God will be King of Kings, he chose to be the servant of servants.
我们今天在教会里面，我们不缺恩赐。
Nowadays in our church, we are not lack spiritual gifts.
我讲的是师父教会，我们不缺恩赐。
I'm not talking about other churches. We're just talking about our own church, Suffolk Christian Church.
我们比较缺的是那种替别人制造空间的恩赐。
We do not lack spiritual gifts, but rather we lack the love to make room for others to access, to use the spiritual gifts.
盼望我们当中兴起许许多多的保罗和卫斯理这样的一个神的仆人。
So I hope that God will raise more people in our church like Barnabas and Whitefield.
但是首先我们教会需要有巴拿巴和怀特斐这样的人。
So that Paul and John Wesley kind of people will be popped up as well.
好，那接下来就是说不嫉妒，接下来就是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事。
And next it says, love does not boast, does not proud, is not proud, and is not rude.
当我们看到别人的恩赐的时候，我们是赞美主，还是立刻想一想说我有什么恩赐可以跟他比一比？
So when we see others have great spiritual gifts, what will be our response? Praise God, oh God, thank you because you gave such spiritual gifts to our church. Or we're going to say, hey, you know what, I have some other spiritual gifts. I'm going to compete with him or her.
很多的时候我们会为了自己的心理平衡做一些的事情。
Sometimes we just do things just out of to balance our feelings.
我们就开始自夸。
And we might boast.
然后我们就开始就是变得比较的骄傲。
And we just became proud.
那这个就是保罗在这边讲的，爱是是要面对比自己强过恩赐上强过自己的，我们要感谢赞美神。
So that's why Paul over here is saying that when we say others with the greater spiritual gifts, we should praise God and we should be happy for them.
如果我们真正的为我们的弟兄姐妹的恩赐感谢赞美的话，我们就自然而然的就不会张狂，不会自夸，不会鲁莽啊！这边不做害羞的事的意思是说不会粗鲁。
Yeah. So if we really are happy about others with spiritual gifts, we naturally will not boast, and we will not be proud, and we will not be rude.
好，那接下来保罗说是不求自己的益处。
And now Paul said that love does not seek his own.
不求自己的益处，保罗就直接讲到了问题的核心了。
So now that's come to the core, to the essence of the problem.
我们的动机是什么？
That's talking about our motivation.
在十二章的里面，保罗已经讲到说，圣灵显在个人的身上是要叫人得益处。
So in chapter 12, Paul already said,
那么
God has given the manifestation of the Spirit in the members of our church so that for the common good of all.
那么关键是谁的益处？
is for the good for whom?
神给我们，比如说给我一点恩赐，是要叫我周围的人得益处。
So when God gave me a spiritual gift, it's not to benefit me, but to benefit others around me.
恩赐不是我们的资本，不是我们的属灵资本。
So if I have some spiritual gift, that's not something that I can be proud of.
恩赐是要让整个的身体得到建造。
The spiritual gift is used to build up the whole body of Christ.
就像保罗在以弗所书里面，我们去年读过的以弗所书里面讲说，百体百节各按各职，照着身体的功用彼此相助，叫身体渐渐的成长。
Just as Paul, mentioned in the book we studied last year, Ephesians, it says that when each part, each member of the body is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love.
当我们有了这样的一个心态的时候，我们就懂得如何的运用恩赐。
So when we have such an attitude, we know how to use the spiritual gift.
好，那前面保罗在讲的是怎么样面对恩赐不如我们的，恩赐强过我们的人的时候呢，保罗好像都是在拆毁。
So when Paul mentioned that how we should face or deal with people with greater or less spiritual gift than us, as if he's trying to tear down things, but now he's going to build it up.
那现在保罗开始建造。
So he's going to expand on that.
然后保罗就讲了四个凡事。
So now he talked about four always.
凡事包容。
So he love always protects.
凡事包容的意思就是说我们要遮盖我们的弟兄。
So,
和姐妹。
Always bears or always protects just means that we got to protect others.
有些时候我们周围的弟兄姐妹身上是有一点缺点的。
We got to admit that one of us has some shortcomings.
我们的态度是什么？
But how is our attitude toward those shortcomings?
我们的态度是要遮盖它， protect 它。
And our attitude should be the one to cover them and to protect them.
而不是去审判他。
But not to rebuke them and to condemn them.
在雅各书里面讲了一句话，他说怜悯要向着审判夸胜。
And in the book of James, he says that mercy triumphs over judgment.
当我们彼此之间有更多的怜悯，更多的遮盖，更多的 protect 的时候，
When we have more mercy toward each other, have more protection and coverage of for each other,
我们就不会需要有那么多的审判。
Then we will not judge that much.
我们要凡事相信。
We need to bear all things.
我们凡事相信什么呢？
Or what was it? Believes.
我们是凡事相信圣灵会在人的身上做工。
We always believe that the Holy Spirit is working in every Christian's life.
我听到过一个见证。
I have heard such a testimony before.
这个见证是讲到了在台湾有一个传道人。
There is a preacher in Taiwan.
他虽然是在台湾做传道的，但是他其实他是生长在好像是在厦门那个地方的。
Although he's a preacher in Taiwan, but he actually grew up in mainland China, maybe in the Xiamen area.
当他是一个中学生的时候，正好文化大革命爆发。
When he was in middle school or in high school, the cultural revolution in China just broke out.
然后他也去参与了批斗他的老师，殴打他的老师。
And he was among the kids who actually abused his teachers.
有一次他的老师，他的有一个老师被他批斗过，被他打过的一个老师，被另外一群人打死了。
So one time he's one of the teachers he actually abused was beaten to death by others.
当他去整理那个老师的遗物的时候，
When he was helped to sort out the things left by his teacher,
he found
a diary by his teacher.
他出于好奇, 他就翻开来看,
out of curiosity, and he opened it and read it.
结果他发现他的老师在最后的 这最后一段时间的这个日记里面提到了曾经他有一次批斗这个老师还殴打他。
So the teacher, almost the end of the diary, the last days of the teacher, he kept a record of things happened, kept a journal, and actually mentioned that day when he participated in the meeting against his teacher, and he actually beat his teacher.
这个老师之所以会被批斗、被打，是因为他是一个基督徒。
The teacher, why the teacher was abused and was because he was a Christian.
结果这个学生在他的老师的日记里面读到了说，当那天就这个学生他自己批斗了这个老师之后，这个老师回到家里之后，在日记上写说，他说我真的不明白某某某就是那个学生为什么要这样对我。
So the teacher in his journal actually mentioned a day when he beat his teacher. And in the diary, he said that I cannot understand why he, that person who beat his teacher,
dealt with me that way.
But the teacher said, but I do not keep, I do not blame him.
他说因为我相信有一天他会懂的。
Because I know that one day he would understand.
结果这个学生看到了这个日记之后，他整个人就崩溃了。
And when the student read the journal, and he just broke down.
然后他就抱着一个篮球，几个这篮球串子，抱着这个篮球就游到了对面的金门。
So he just used several basketball and put it together, and as a buoys for him. And he just jumped into the sea and swam the water to the other side of this street, which is in Taiwan, part of another island, which is belong to Taiwan.
然后当他到了台湾之后，他就说我要去寻找我老师的这个神。
So when he arrived in Taiwan, he said, "I want to go to find the graveyard of my grave of my teacher."
他最后。 圣灵在这个人的身上动工了，
And eventually, the Holy Spirit worked in him.
凡事相信，
So, love always believes
相信神会动工，
and believes that God and the Holy Spirit is working all the time.
你再恨，一块铁也不会成为钢。
No matter how much you wish this the a ore, it will not become iron or steel.
圣灵做工，人就可以从一块铁变成钢。
But when God and Spirit are working in people, and he can become a steel, a very hard steel, even though he's a very raw iron.
凡事盼望，
And also always hope.
盼望就是要我们向前看。
And hope means that we just look forward.
那些计算人的恶，那些记账的人哈。 都是往后看的人。
So those people who keep a record of wrongs, they look back.
我们要向前看。
But love look forward.
向前看, 让我们凡事盼望。
So that we look forward and we also look forward in hope.
我们相信神在未来留下了无限的可能。
We know, we believe that God leaves all possible, with God, everything is possible in the future.
那最后就是凡事忍耐。
And lastly, love always perseveres.
忍耐代表着说，我们经历的难处可能不会马上过去。
And always perseveres means that if we're in a hardship, it means that the hardship might not be over right away.
你今天碰到的，让你很得罪你的人，可能下个礼拜他还会得罪你。
So those people who wronged you this week,
难处
they might still wrong you next week.
难处不会马上过去。
And the difficulty will not pass away right away.
所以我们要忍耐。
That's why we need to persevere.
因为我们的盼望不在这个人,
because our hope is not in that person, but
我们的盼望在神的身上,
yeah. Yeah, it's in God. Yeah.
我们相信神有一天会做工,
we believe that one day God will work in us.
这个人会改变,
and that person will be changed.
这个过程可能很长,
this process might be long,
但是它一定会发生,
but it will certainly happen.
所以爱需要凡事忍耐.
That's why love endures or perseveres.
我们刚刚读过的这一段哈, 从4节到第8节 讲到了爱.
So we know that from verse 4 to verse 8, it talks about love.
那么最后呢, 就是讲到了说, 爱让我们的侍奉有永恒的价值.
Lastly, love just make our service have eternal value.
保罗还是针对了哥林多人的需要.
Still, Paul is directed all this at the Corinth.
哥林多人不是很高举他们有的一些恩赐吗?
So the Corinth just kind of exhort themselves for the spiritual gifts.
然后保罗就跟他们讲说，你们的恩赐，这些的恩赐其实都是暂时的。
But Paul reminded them all these spiritual gifts are temporary.
好，我们为什么需要教师？
Why do we need teachers?
因为我们缺少知识，我们需要人教我们。
Because we do not have enough knowledge, we need people to teach us.
对不对？ 但是呢，我们知道有一天，我们会具有完备的知识。
But we know that one day we are going to have complete knowledge.
认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一样。
By then the world is full of the knowledge of the Lord, just as waters cover the sea.
到那个时候，我们就不再需要教师了。
At that time, we don't need teachers anymore.
我们需要先知。
We need prophets now.
因为我们的认知有限。
Because we have limited knowledge.
但是有一天, 圣灵会在里面凡事教导我们。
But one day, Holy Spirit is going to teach us inside of us so that we have all the understandings.
我们需要各种各样的恩赐, 就是因为我们今天仍然生活在一个破碎的世界里面。
So we still need all spiritual gifts because we live in a broken world.
所以等到那完全的到来, 这有限的就必归于无有了。
But when the complete comes, all the things just pass away.
所有的工具都只有暂时性的功用。
All the tools just for a temporary use.
只有生命, 只有基督的生命, 它会存到永远。
Only the life in Christ or Christ-like lives will last forever.
为了强调这一点呢, 保罗接下来他举了两个例子, 他用了两个比喻来说强调他的重点。
So Paul used two analogies to illustrate this.
第一个呢，他用生命的成长，像小孩啊，他说，我们做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，继承了人就把孩子的事情给丢下。
So one, he used the growth of the life to show that. He says that when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I become an adult, I gave up childish ways.
保罗讲这句话的时候，他内心就对着哥林多人实践了他刚刚所教导的凡事盼望。
So when Paul gave this example, this analogy, he actually just exercised what he just preached. He practiced what he preached just now. He's very hopeful for the Corinthians.
那些在那边瞧不起保罗的那些哥林多人，保罗对他们深怀盼望，相信有一天他们也会成长。
So for those Corinthians who just kind of look down upon Paul and despise him, but Paul has love and has hope for them and he knew that one day these Corinthians will grow up and will be mature.
他们有一天他们也会知道他们今天的局限。
One day they will realize how limited they were at that time.
就把孩子的事丢弃了。
So that they will just forget all the childish ways.
第二个就是镜子。
And the second analogy he used, the mirror.
然后保罗说，我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清。
And he said, for now we see in a mirror dimly.
到那时就要面对面了。
But when face to face,
到那我们如今所知道的有限，那时就全都知道，如同主知道我一样。
So now, and we know just in part, but at that time when face to face with God, we know fully. Just as God knows us, we know everything we should know.
所以再一次，保罗对哥林多人，对这群属肉体的哥林多人，保罗表达了他的满心的盼望。
So again, Paul just showed his hope for those Corinth.
保罗期待有一天圣灵带领他们进入一切的真理，他们就能够明白保罗今天所教导他们的事情。
Paul is hoping that one day they will know what Paul has taught us in by the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will lead them into what the reality.
然后最后保罗说，爱是永不止息。
And lastly, Paul said, "Love never fails, or love endures forever."
爱是永不止息，指的是爱永远不会失败。
Love never fails, just means it will never fail.
也永远会存在下去。
And will always be there, exist.
有一个故事哈，有一个故事，他讲到了说。寓言故事，他讲到了一个风和我们刮的风和太阳在那边争论，说谁能够让一个人身是 把自己的大衣给脱掉，谁能够从一个人身上把他的大衣给脱掉。
So there is a story, or there is a kind of a parable talking about the wind and the sun. They were debate who can make a person to take off his coat.
结果这个风就拼命的吹。
So the wind just blows very hard on that person.
结果他越吹，这个人就把身上的衣服就拉得越紧。
But while he blows so hard, and the person actually just clean or keep on the coat more tightly.
后来太阳出来了。
And then when the sun sun's tan, sun just showed up.
这太阳暖洋洋的一晒。
And the sun just shined the warmth on that person.
结果没有多久，这个人就把衣服脱下了。
And very soon that man just take out his coat and put it aside.
爱是永不止息。
And love never fails.
爱不会失败。
Love always triumph.
爱也会永远的存在。
And love will exist forever.
好，有一天我们的信心会变成眼界。
One day faith will be the one that faith will be seen.
是未见之事的确据，信是未见之事的确据。
And it's faith is assurance of the things unseen.
信也是所望之事的实底。
And it's also the substance of what we hoped for.
所以我们的盼望会成为确据。
But so one day our hope will become a reality.
所以到那一天，我们剩下的只有爱。
So on that day, only love abides.
就是信心已经完成了他的工作
，because faith has done its work，
盼望也已经实现了
，and hope has been realized。
只有爱在永恒里面将陪伴我们
，only love will be with us in eternity。
所以保罗说，这三样其中爱是最大的。
That's why Paul said the greatest of these three is love。
天堂不是一个充满恩赐的地方
，so the heaven is not a place。Word is filled with spiritual gifts.
天堂是一个充满爱的地方。
But rather, the heaven is a place filled with love.
我们今天教会也，我们希望我们教会是一个充满恩赐的教会。
We certainly hope, that our church is filled with all different kind of spiritual gifts.
因为我们依然在生活在一个不美满的世界当中
，because we are still living in an incomplete world.
但是我们更盼望我们教会是一个充满爱的地方。
But we hope that our church is a place filled with love more.
因为爱会教导我们怎么样好好的用我们的恩赐。
Because love will teach us how to use our spiritual gifts.
而且爱也会让我们永永远远的享受下去。
And also love will help us to enjoy this common fellowship forever and ever.
好，我们求神祝福他自己的话语。
We pray that our Lord will bless His words.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
So let's bow and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
将这一段爱的 爱的真谛教导我们。
You've given us such a good passage about the essence of love.
我们求你继续的用这一段话对我们的里面的人说话。
We pray that you speak to us through this passage to us continually.
让我们里面的生命成长起来。
That our inner life will be built up.
我们能够明白爱。
So that we can understand love.
我们能够享受爱。
And we can enjoy love.
我们能够活出爱。
That we can live out love.
我们这样的祷告奉耶稣的名。
We start to pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们最后唱一首、就是我们今天的第一首诗歌《爱的真谛》作为回应。
So we're going to respond with this hymn we sang in the very beginning, The Essence of Love.